This is the description of the 12th class, the final class, of Worldwide Philosophy, What Life Is and What Life Is For, by Z. Charnot, held on December the 3rd, 2003. There are 5 handouts, Disclosure and Divulgence, 2 V's for 3 R's, Vedic Mathematics from Nexus Magazine, a description of Krishna's book, Vedic Mathematics, The Third Element of the Blood, A. Bishamp by Leverson, Robert McKim's Visual Thinking, some examples, and a complete list of documents for the whole class, also to be used for distance education in the future. Edgar Cayce provided 14,000 or so readings up to 1945, when he went out of his body. Stuart Edward White was in communication with his wife, Betty, after she had passed on. Betty didn't need to displace her own consciousness while she was alive, and her intellect was supplemented. She practiced cooperative intelligence, and Z said that's what he does as well. Most of us have an interfering mentality. Betty didn't, Z doesn't. We use hypnosis to get our left brain and all of the processes that go with the learning of language out of the way. Z was helped by a medium, Josephine, when she was 93 years old, and then he himself began having sessions in 1966 and began to publicly present in 67. He had private and public healing sessions using hypnosis. We are not our bodies. Our life force field inhabits our bodies. After about 3 months, we begin acclimating our souls to the presence of the body. Ayurveda means life knowledge, including prior lifetimes. I lectured 23 to 24 times a month solidly for 1.5 years. There was a meeting called the Celestial Synapse in San Francisco with over 3,000 guests. Jefferson Airplane, Grateful Dead, Country Joe, and many others performed. This was on February the 19th, 1969, and reviewed by the Rolling Stone as the most significant music event of that year. Disclosure and divulgence might become more important here. Here we are at the end of the classes. Dr. Stephen Greer, head of the Disclosure Project, interviewed and worked with whistleblowers of government cover-ups. There are some good movies and so many horrible movies about ETs. To set people up, it becomes a mockery of the reality of the ET, the extraterrestrial life. The origin of our origin will be disclosed. We were colonized. There's going to be a need for people who are somewhat informed. Strategically, one of my intentions all these years has been to take clusters of people from all over the world, bring them up to speed, give them a background in meditation, then connect them to each other. The phenomena called the 100th monkey, as presented by Ken Kesey Jr., shows how glycerin began to crystallize. Glycerin learned to crystallize, and this crystallization started in one laboratory and then spread around the world. How did the information get from one part to the other? We need to read The Science of Oneness by David Wilcock. We need to read The Raw Material and The Law of One, volumes 1 through 5, by Carla Ruckert and Don Elkin and Jim McCarty. Z talked about Dr. Enid Smith, Ph.D., and the fact that he had a commune that he founded in California in 1967, that his laboratory and his library were part of that commune. 140 people were housed and fed. The National Council of Churches and the Glide Foundation were also involved. He taught people how to get off of drugs using meditation. The government didn't like it when people were off of drugs, and they didn't like it when people couldn't be taxed, because in the place where they lived, everything belonged to God. There's a lot of material that's a lot of good material that's available, including Jane Roberts and my work, too. Z's work. You cannot isolate and define. There is no certainty. Anchor to the larger scheme of life and gain a sense of safety. Use hollow sync or hemi-sync tapes and Zen techniques. Learn thusness and suchness. Stop talking in your heads. Medical school has a crazy paradigm. What one thing do I do to make it all different? And they think everyone's physiology is the same as everybody else's. We ask highly intermittent questions. The person is not an appendage to a disease. We're healing the person, not healing a disease. He referenced Lobsang Rampa with the books The Hermit and The Cave of the Ancients, how the hermit could see with extraterrestrial technology, which is fantastic technology. And he also talked about Cave of the Ancients, where the Atlantean civilization had their technologies hidden in the Himalayan mountains. He referenced Antoine Béchamp, who talked about Zyma or Zymas in his research, Gaston Nason's another scientist who talked about somatids and produced a substance called 714X. He referenced Wilhelm Reich and Enderlin, who both referred to bions. Disease does not invade from outside of the body. We treat the wrong things. We are not invaded from outside. Bacteria in the blood develops into yeasts. When we become unhealthy because of what we think, what we do, what we give our attention to, what we say. And we denature the foods that we consume by pasteurizing them. The Arabs did not give us zero and the decimal point. These came from the Vedas, the Hindus. Z says, I'm trying to build a case for why the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic, are not good for you, and what the alternative is. He talks about visual thinking, Vedic math, understanding math as pattern, using the right brain, a more feminine-natured mathematics, algorithms, series of instructions, but you need to understand the pattern. Otherwise, you're only working with the logical male style of math, which is generally taught in school. The process we want is to make you whole-brained. Pattern and visual thinking is an alternative to numbers and words. Trying to do knowing by reason makes us lame-brained and half-witted. We manipulate symbols. We manipulate words in syllogism. He referenced Aristotle and Plato's Academy with the yes-no game and the book titled Rhetoric. He referenced Alfred Korzybski, Science and Sanity, and also another book, The Manhood of Humanity. We need a structural differential. We need to keep track of what we're doing and when we're using language. We need to keep track of what we're doing when we're using language. We need to index everything. We were told there is no ether, so light could not have a wave-like nature. Then we found out that there is ether, zero-point energy with a vortex-like structure flowing into and out of charges, and in fact, making up the charges. This is the ether. This is God. God is zero-point energy. There is nothing but charges in motion, and the fields of energy that flow into and out of those charges. We constantly go through streams of transformation. We need to read the book by David Wilcock, The Science of Oneness. Get in touch with the image of gracefulness. Index what you think, moment by moment. Keep track of what you imagine, what you give your attention to. This determines your susceptibility. Love guides you towards oneness. That which you call energy that flows, that guides you, is called love.